各位弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
也把平安求神带给各位。
May peace from God be with you.
今天早上我一早起来的时候，收到从武汉来的一个给我的短信。
This morning, right after I woke up, I received a message from Wuhan.
我去武汉五次。
I've been to that city 5 times.
他告诉我说：“爷爷要请你帮助我。”我是爷爷哦。
The message says, "Grandpa, please help me."
我现在又劳又累又惧怕。
I'm so weary and I'm also very scared.
本来只有公公婆婆、小孩一个，还有老公，一共一家人在一起。
So I have a family. My husband, my kid, and my in-laws.
现在天天见面，他说摩擦的好多好多矛盾。
And then we are stuck together during these days, and so there were conflicts.
可不可以请你来写一些圣经话语来帮助我？
Would you please share some biblical words to help me?
我就写了三句圣经的话语。
So I share three passages.
第一个在诗篇四十六篇第一节。
The first one is in Psalm 46, verse 1.
神是我的避难所，是我的力量，是我在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
第二个地方在诗篇三十四篇。第八节到第十节。
The second passage is from Psalm 34, verse 8 to 10.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。耶和华的圣名啊，你当敬畏他，因敬畏他人一无所缺，少壮狮子还忍缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
最后一个地方，在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
The last passage is from Philippians chapter
4, verse 6 and 7.
Thank you.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
因为这是 WeChat, 这是微信，所以我就进来以后和他做了一个祷告。
So since we communicated through WeChat, so I was able to pray with her.
好吧，我们一起来做个祷告，好吧。
Let us also bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you.
就像少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，可是我们敬畏你的一无所缺。
Like the scripture says, even young lions may go hungry, but those who fear you will lack nothing.
我们也应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祈求、祷告和感谢。把我们的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
And we should also not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present all our requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
主啊，在这个世代里面，你并没有答应我们每个人一帆顺过丰顺的。
Lord, you did not promise us that in this world we will have everything go smoothly.
但是你告诉我们，你们要放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
But you do promise that we should take heart because you've overcome this world.
我们就全心全意依靠你，仰望你。
Therefore, we will turn all our hearts and minds towards you, and we will rely on you.
不管是高是低，是顺是逆，我们都依靠你。
On the high or in the low, whether we are going smoothly or we are facing struggles, we will trust in you.
我们都等候你的时间的到临。
We'll wait for your time to come.
因为耶和华岂有难成的事呢？
For in you there is no difficult things.
就让我们有一颗安心的，把我们的心倚靠在你的怀中。
So please give us this peace of mind so that we can rest comfortably in your bosom.
主，求你与那些在中国那些患难中的人同在，与全世界的患难人同在。
Lord, may you be with all the suffering people in China and all over the world.
特别和那些在第一线那些医疗人员，他们都把他们的性命都放出去，去帮助人的人，求你给他们平安，给他们健康。
We especially pray for those who are sacrificing their own lives and they are fighting COVID-19 in the front line, those doctors, nurses, and medical staff. Please be with them and watch over them.
这样祷告祈求感谢，乃是奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我二月二号曾经在这里方讲过道。
I was here February 2nd.
很高兴今天过了一个月又回来了。
I'm so glad to come back after a month.
今天我要讲的道的题目在这儿。
So here is the topic I'm going to talk about today.
一个心意更新、活力充沛的基督教会。
A living and dynamic Christian church.
这是一篇教会真理的道。
This is a sermon about the truth about church.
是讲给全教会每一个人听。
It's intended for everyone in the church.
神要我们心意更新而变化，神要我们活力充沛。
It's God's will that we'll be a living, dynamic church.
我在1998年从这个教会里面退休了。
I retired from this church in 1998.
我在七个教会讲道。
I preached over in 7 churches.
所以在去年年底的时候，我说太多了。太多了，让我去掉两个，就变成五个。
So at the end of last year, I felt like overwhelmed, so I decided to only preach in 5 churches.
但是你一月的时候，有两个教会说，我们没有牧师，可不可以请来？又变成七个了。
But January this year, two new churches contacted me and asking me to preach there.
我去很多教会，教会里面死气沉沉，各个。没什么反应。
When I went to some of those churches, I feel like everyone is very not lively. I wouldn't want to say that.
It's almost there. 那么其实啊，一个基督徒就应该活力充沛。
But in fact, as a Christian, we want to be always full of energy and be a dynamic and living church.
你看今天那个九个人的唱诗。将带他们八个人唱诗，那多有力量啊
！So as you just saw, our choir only with 8 members and 1 conductor, but it's all very energetic, uplifting.
基督徒就是要活出他主的生命来。
As a Christian, we should always live out Lord's life.
不要死气沉沉的你，说他活也不活，说死也不死。
Don't be half dead.
好，我们开始来。这个第一章，我们要念两段圣经，用英文就一起跟他一起念，中文一起念，跟我一起念。
Okay, so let's read the scripture on the screen in whatever language you prefer.
好像我们以前有这个 screen 在那里，现在我非要都这样看了啊。以前是不是有个 screen?
No, that's that room.
啊，对 ，you move it.
That's another church.
That's another church. 所以搞不清楚啊，好。好，又将万有伏在他的脚下，
and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Mother, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, with each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Let's pray again.
谢谢主啊，你把这些话语再次赐给我们众人。
Thank you, Lord, for giving your words once again to us.
让再次提醒我们很多方面。
Reminds us many aspects of your word.
求主保守我们的心怀意念。
Please watch over our hearts.
求主让我们有一个受教的心和受教的耳朵。
May you give us a teachable heart and teachable ears.
能够把你的话语真正的牢记在我们心中，免得得罪你。
So that we can really commit your word in our heart, so that we will not sin against you.
更重要的，让我们能够活出你的话语来。
More importantly, help us to live out your words.
这样祷告祈求，感谢奉耶稣的名字。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
阿门。 下面一章。 在整本圣经中，从旧约里面从来没有看过教会这个名字，一直到新约马太福音第十六章才是。The
term church is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It appears first in Matthew of the New Testament.
耶稣对他的门徒说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
Jesus said to his disciple, "On this rock, I will build my church."
这个磐石就指的是主耶稣自己。This
rock refers to Jesus himself.
因为在哥林多前书十章四节说，那磐石就是基督。As
we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the rock is Christ.
这个磐石是叫 Petra， 但是这个天主教就把 Petro 就认为磐石第一任教皇是 Petro， 就是彼得，彼得老早死了，都不晓得他以前做过教皇。
So, Catholic Church used to interpret the rock as Peter because he was the first, supposedly the first pope. But this is there is no basic for this claim.
所以 Petra 就是主耶稣，我们整个教会建在主耶稣这个磐石上。
So the rock actually refers to Jesus. The whole church is founded on Christ.
教会这个字在希腊文 ecclesia.
The Greek word for church is ecclesia.
这里面 ek 和 kaleo 是两个复合的字.
So it's a compound word with ek and kaleo.
Ek 就是出来的意思， kaleo 就 call upon 就呼召出来的时候。
Ek means out of, and kaleo means to call upon.
所以我们这些人就是从万人中呼召出来聚集的会众。
And therefore, we are a group of people called upon by God out of all people.
那么下面一章，然后从刚刚讲的以弗所书第一章和第四章里面，教会的意义更清楚了。
And from what we just read in Ephesians chapter 1 and 4, the meaning of church become even clearer.
教会是基督的头，教会是基督的头，教会是基督的身子。
Christ is the head of the church, and church is the body of Christ.
圣经说，教会要把全身，就是基督要把全身呢，都联络得合适。 要去听从元首基督的吩咐，就是教会要他就头是基督。So
as the scripture says, the whole body of church must be joined and connected to Christ, the head, to do what he commands the church to do.
教会也是一群神的儿女，是他宝血救赎来的，是教会中，所以教会中信徒和天父有个很亲密的关系。
The church is also a group of God's children, redeemed by His precious blood. So believers in the church and God have a very intimate relationship.
我们称我们的天上叫父神, 他称我们是他的儿女。
We call God our Heavenly Father, and He calls us His children.
因为我们是他的儿女, 我们互相就称为弟兄姐妹, 弟兄姐妹这样称呼。
Because we are His children, we can call each other brothers and sisters.
但是我们继承了他的生命, 却没有去忽略了他的托付, 他的托付就是一个大使命, 叫我们传福音, 直到地极。
However, oftentimes, we inherited the eternal life from our Father, but we did not always fulfill the Great Commission, that is to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth.
下面一章,
but today, the condition of today's church is quite pitiful.
可以叫内忧外患, 外面异端一次一次冲击, 里面也有更多的产生很多的矛盾。
We suffer from attacks both outward and inward. Outwardly, that we are facing waves of heretics, and inwardly, there are lots of conflicts.
你们看报纸上讲, 以前中国有个东方闪电, 说了第一次基督来是男的, 第二次是女的, 所以他说他是东方闪电, 他是女基督。
If you read newspaper, there is this heresy in China. They claim the first coming of Christ as man, and the second coming will be a woman, and that woman claimed to be Christ.
可惜她死了,我们又等她复活,但发现也不复活。
She died, and we were waiting for her to resurrect, but it never happened.
他们就改一个名字叫全能神了,就不叫那个东方闪电,全能神。
So they changed their name from, you know, the East, I don't know, East Lightning, Eastern Lightning to Almighty God.
现在你看韩国最滑稽了, 叫新天地这个教会, 那更是异端。
And then now if you read the newspaper, there is this even more ridiculous one in Korea. They call themselves New Heaven and Earth.
你看那个人, 他89岁, 那个人走来走去, 他说他就是耶稣基督的 派来的第二个代表，你看又来一个。
So again, that man, an 89-year-old man, walking around claiming to be the second coming of Christ.
想不到那个这么多人去跟随他。
It's hard to believe such a huge crowd follow that person.
这不是异端吗？
This is heresy.
还有呢，教会内部也有很多矛盾，许多弟兄姐妹也面和心不和。
And there were also many conflicts inside the church. Brothers and sisters, they get along on the surface, but not deep down.
就是因为我们都有肉体, 我们肉体的软弱, 一下情绪来了, 就和人家中间发生许多的矛盾。
So due to the weakness of flesh, once we get emotional, we bump heads with each other.
而且很多教会只注重外表。
In many churches, they only focus on outward appearance.
我去很多教会, 他们都在建堂。
I've been to many churches, they are building sanctuaries.
一天到晚想的就是建一个大的礼拜堂, 这礼拜堂里面有许多许多地方, 有许多许多房间。
They are preoccupied by building a huge building, a large sanctuary with many rooms.
当然你有教堂以后, 就想这个主日崇拜有多少人出席啊, 主日学有多少人啊, 还有呢, 主日有多少奉献的最重要。
Once the building is done, then they only care about how many people attended Sunday worship and how many classes do we offer in Sunday school and what is the total amount of Sunday offering.
完全忘掉我们是神的儿女, 要传承他的生命, 要完成他的使命, 这回事。
In doing so, we completely forget that we are the children of God and we are to inherit His life and to fulfill His mission.
我这是觉得很可怜的事。
I think this is very pitiful.
那些不信主的人讲究吃喝玩乐, 我们基督徒也在讲究吃喝玩乐。
Those who do not believe the Lord, they pay attention to food, drink, and entertainment, and so do we.
不信主的人讲究外表的华丽和物质的丰富享乐，我们基督徒也在讲究这些事。
Unbelievers, they care about the outward appearance and material riches. So do we Christians.
这样的信主和不信有什么分别？你何必要来信主呢？
Then what is the difference between a believer and an unbeliever? Why do we need to believe in God?
所以今天我要带出一个人来，这个人就是这个人，这个老人家，他的名字叫 John Stott。
And therefore, today I would like to introduce this person to you. His name is John Stott.
他是一个英国的牧师。
He's a pastor from UK.
他在英国一辈子讲道也写书。
He preached the word of God throughout his life, and he was also an author.
他有一本书最很有名，叫《Basic Christianity》，中文翻译作《基督教的基要真理》。这个是我在 Talbot School of Theology 的教科书，我们读这本书。
So he has a very famous book titled Basic Christianity. This is also a textbook we use in the seminary.
其实这本书更有意义。
But the other book, this book,
The Living
Church, is even more meaningful.
The Living Church. 它翻译作新意更新的教会。今天我的题目就从它这里面出来的。
So the book is titled The Living Church, and this is where I get the title for today's sermon.
它就2010年出版，它2011年的七月去世了，就到天上去了。
This book was published in 2010, in the same year Pastor Stott passed away.
一下子就变成一个畅销书 bestseller， 后来把它翻译成中文，所以我就赶快把它买了一本。
Yeah, very quickly it became a bestseller, and it was also translated into Chinese, and I got one copy immediately.
这个牧师去世的时候90岁。
When Pastor Stott passed away, he was 90 years old.
他在伦敦的 All Souls, All Saints Church, 他里面做了60年的牧师，从30岁做到90岁，哎呀，我真佩服他。
So he was really admirable. He served as a pastor in All Saints Church in London from he was 30 years old till 90 years old, so 60 years of ministry.
我在这个教会里面做了12年，我就想，哎，赶快退休吧，赶快退休吧。
I served as an elder in this church for 12 years, and I was quite tired.
他做了60年。
And he served 60 years.
是我的多少倍呀？
So how many times is his service compared with mine?
我真是觉得这个人，我看了里面，我今天把他里面的主要东西来和你们一起分享。
So I really admire this pastor, and I would like to share the main points from this book with you.
他里面讲了三句话。
There are three statements in this book.
第一句话，教会是神赐给这个世界礼物之一。
First, church is one of God's gifts to the world.
这群人是愿意为主赴汤蹈火、不惜献上生命的神的子民。
This is a group of people who are willing to go through hot water and tread on fire and give up their lives for God.
你不要看不起这些基督徒，他们将来要比做耶稣基督更大的事。
Don't look down on these people. They will do greater work than what the Lord Jesus has done.
我每次我讲的这个时候，我记得我2019年去 Las Vegas 讲的时候，马上就有人来问我，徐牧师啊，他们叫徐牧师啊，你刚刚讲他我们要做比主耶稣更大的事，在圣经什么地方讲的？
I remember last year when I preached.In Las Vegas, in the audience, someone asked me a question, Pastor Xu, where can you find the reference that the church will do more, greater work than Jesus in the Bible?
请你看约翰福音14章12节。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
Verse 12. 我实实在在地告诉你们，信我的人，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做这更大的事。
I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father.
我就去看那个祈祷本的注解，这句话什么意思啊？
So I go look up this scripture and see what it really means.
基督本说，我主耶稣他的传道只是在加利利海，在耶路撒冷做这种一，从来没有走出过以色列。
So it's interpreted that what Jesus' ministry is limited in the area around the Sea of Galilee, and he's never been out of Israel.
虽然他给五千人吃饱。跟他的门徒算算看，大概不到两百个人。
Even though he fed 5,000 people, but if you count, he only got 200 disciples.
请问你这里就有两百多人。
Well, we are almost 200 here.
请问你，你们都是从大太平洋的那边过来的，都去了这么多地方，比主耶稣去的地方更多。
Many of you come from the other side of the Pacific Ocean. You've been to more places than Jesus did.
主耶稣说你们要做比我更大的事，要把这福音传到地极，使万民做我的门徒。
That's why Jesus said that you will do even greater things than what I did. You are going to go to the ends of worlds and make people, all people my disciples.
感谢主，这个意思就是激励我们每个人要好好的去传福音。
Praise the Lord. So this scripture is to encourage us to really share the gospel.
记得吗？这批人刚刚唱歌见证 ，Work for the night is coming. 你要好好的做工了。
Remember what the choir just said that night is coming. You need to work hard.
是感谢主，教会就是我们要做比神比这些主耶稣更大的事。
So yes, indeed, thank God, the church will accomplish greater works than what Jesus did.
第二个地方，新约四卷福音书《使徒行传》以及保罗和彼得的书信有个核心的信息。
Second, there is a central message in the four Gospels of the New Testament, Acts, and also in the epistles of Paul and Peter.
就是教会，神赐给我们要将来要改变这个世界。
So,It's God's heart and intention that church will change the world.
教会是充满万有者基督所充满的。
Church is the fullness of Him, Christ, who fills all in all.
神要借着教会叫人心改变，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权势下归向神。
God, through the church, will turn people's hearts from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
我在中国生的。我中国长大一个时候就到台湾来就到美国来。
I was born in China and then moved to Taiwan and even finally moved to US.
所以从2004年开始我每年都去中国。
Starting from year 2004, I went to China every year.
去年他叫我不要来了不要来了。
Last year they said, don't come.
今年还没有人你来吧还没有人讲。
And this year nobody says, please come.
我现在本来和妻子准备三月四月去这个台湾和韩国去旅游，现在不敢去了，退票
It was the plan of me and my wife to go to China and Taiwan and Korea, but now we cancel the plan.
为什么我每年就想去
？Why do I have the heart to go every year？
我觉得真正能够改变这个整个的。世界的，包括中国的，就是我们人心信耶稣，人心信主，才能够改变他们。
Because I firmly believe the only thing that can truly change the world and change people's hearts is to believe in Jesus.
因为我们基督教所讲的就是爱，就是圣洁，就是谦卑顺服。
For Christian faith, is about love, is about holy, is about humility.
我认为全世界人如果心中充满爱，也顺服，也圣洁的生活，那个整个世界才是真正的和平。你说对吗
？So, I think a world of true peace, you have to be full of love, and we have all to we have to be holy, and we also have to be humble.
好多人像我们的江雷，他每年都去。
There are many people like our brother John. We go to China every year.
我相信他的心也是和我差不多的，他要去帮助那些人，把基督的爱放在他们心中，整个的世界就改变了。
I believe he is of one heart with me. We need to place Jesus' love in people's heart, and the whole world can be changed.
第三个，神在心意中，教会仍然是他宝贵的子女。
Third, in God's mind, the church is still His precious children.
虽然曾经分裂和跌倒，曾经不认主，曾经羞辱主的名字，然而神要复兴他的教会。
Even though they have been divided and fallen, denied the Lord or dishonored His name, God will still revive His church.
我以后要到你们教会来讲一篇，怎么样去复兴教会？因为这篇信息是我心中的觉得最主一个很重要的信息。
In the future, I hope to come back again and preach a message about how to build up and revive a church.
神不会让这个教会永远这样子分裂跌倒，一皮不振。
God will not allow our church or any church to be always in this status and have no energy, no life.
神要复兴他的教会，叫这个教会成为他大能的子民。神要再一次透过他教会发出他的、散出他的光和热，叫这个世界上的改变，叫世界上得到神的爱。
God will once again revive His church and make them God's powerful people. He will once again send forth His light and His love to the people of the world.
所以很奇妙的 ，Stott 这个牧师，他用《使徒行传》二章四十二到四十七节这句话，我来念给各位听。
Quite amazingly, Reverend Stott used the passage of Acts 2:42-47. Let me share this passage with you.
《使徒行传》是第二章第四十二节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天的同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中掰饼。存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
我每次读到这段新闻很感动，很感动。
Every time I read this passage, and I always am deeply moved.
我点点把它归并成四点，一二三四四点来讲这段圣经的意思。
I summarize the meaning of this passage in four points.
第一点，要叫教会的复兴，要专注神的话语和使徒的教训。
First, to revive the church, we need to focus on the word of God and the teachings of the apostles.
这里就讲你要恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷等等，这个圣经说得好清楚。
So it is quite clear from the scripture we just read that we want to follow the teachings of the apostles, and we need to break bread and enjoy the Lord together.
到后面几章讲到圣灵在耶路撒冷。一下子就三千个人信主，他们就开了一个大的学校，让他们到去接受使徒的教训和领受耶稣基督他。 他的吩咐。
Later in the scripture, we see that there were 3,000 believers, and therefore the Holy Spirit opened the school, and the teachers were the apostles, and they focus on the teachings.
因为他们看见使徒所行的神迹奇事，他们对使徒有点害怕，怕他们权柄。
Because they saw the signs and wonders performed by the apostles, they were a little bit afraid because of the authority of the apostles.
他们就像那个玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前听耶稣讲道一样，他们都乐意心甘乐意坐在使徒的脚前去渴望学习一些真道。
Just like how Mary sat by at the feet of Christ, these Christians they sat willingly at the feet of the apostles, eager to learn the truth.
在马太福音二十八章二十节，主耶稣他的大使命，他说他对门徒说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们，就是门徒遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
In Matthew 28 verse 20, it says the Great Commission is teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and then I'll be with you till the end of the world.
这个什么叫这样子？他要建立一个学习的教会，就是这一步，学习教会，整个教会都要学习神的话语。
So the first step to revive a church is to build a learning church.
我以前在这个国语基金会，曾经在那里做过十二年带领。我曾经有几年做主日学校长，结果后来我们就问那个当时还活着的神的仆人，叫林道亮牧师 ，Dr. Timothy Lin.
So I remember when I was serving in the Mandarin Baptist Church. I was the principal of the Sunday school for many years. At that time, Pastor Timothy Lin was there.
他说：“你们到我们的华人第一浸信会，在枪道上，你过来看一看，见习见习，我们怎么做的。”
So he asked me to go to the first Chinese church in Chinatown, and he asked me to observe what they were doing.
我们去了，吓一跳。
And we were quite surprised.
我们去那个大堂，他说：“你们先去主日学的教育大楼。”
We arrived at the sanctuary, but they told us to first go to the Sunday school tower.
一个大楼，一个 mansion。
Mansion。
一个那个大楼是三楼，一共有房间有五十几间。
So it's a three-floor building with 50 rooms.
我们进去，我记得我带了一个弟兄，我们两个一起去。
I remember I was there with a brother.
那林道亮院长说：“你们跟我来，进我跟我来。”
And Pastor Lin said, "Follow me."
我说：“要看哪一间教室啊？”
I said, "Which room should we look at?"
他说：“都可以看。”我一看，你猜猜看，他们主日学有多少人？
He said, all the rooms, and can you guess how many students are there?
主日学一共有1500个人。
Their Sunday school class has 1,500 people.
那我说你们会众有多少？
And I asked, then what's the size of your congregation?
他说我们会众有2500个人。
So they have 2,500 people in their congregation.
我们这个1500还不够，我们希望能够变成2500个人。
And therefore, the 1,500 Sunday school attendance is not quite enough. We wish it will grow into 2,000.
我们问他你们教什么啊？
So I asked, what subject do you teach?
就教圣经啊。
And they said, well, the Bible.
但是呢，我们要请这老师们先要预查一遍。大家都搞清楚，不要到时候讲，人家一问你就不知道了。
But all the Sunday school teachers will need to pre-study together, otherwise you might find yourself at loss when you're teaching.
他们很认真的去教导。
They really pay attention to the Sunday school curriculum.
他说我们整个教会就是一个大的 Sunday school.
They said that our entire church is a huge, big Sunday school.
我吓一跳。
I was surprised.
因为我那个时候是 high school teacher.
I used to be a high school teacher.
所以我就问他，你每一班里面 是只有一个老师，他说不，老师还有 secretary， 还有记录谁谁谁，每个人要签到，我们要知道谁来到谁不到，然后这个 secretary 也打电话，哎，这个礼拜你没来，什么事情啊？要不要我们为你祷告、啊？你看做得很好，很好，很好。
So I asked Pastor Lin, how many teachers do you have in each class? He said we'll have Sunday school teacher and we also have a secretary who is taking attendance. And if someone is absent, he will follow up by calling them and say, how are you doing? Can we pray for you?
而且他告诉我，如果你每次都到了一个 season， 还送你一个奖品，再送你一个 certificate。
And so it's really very well run. At the end of every season, if you have full attendance, you earn a reward or a certificate.
他们教会对神的话语非常的注重，学习的非常认真。
So you can see how much emphasis this church put on the learning of God's word.
所以第一步要叫教会复兴，全教会要注重神的话语。要注重使徒的教训，要和主耶稣基督的教训。
And therefore, the first step to revive a church is to focus on Word of God and the teachings of the apostles.
第二一个，要变成一个彼此关怀的教会。
Second is to become a church of mutual care.
这个里面关怀，这个希腊字是 koinonia 就是信徒共有的意思。
So the key word fellowship, the Greek origin is koinonia.
就是说把教会变成互相关怀、彼此照顾的一个大家庭。
And it means that we must turn the church into a big, caring family with mutual concern.
每个人进入这个教会，进入这个大家庭，感到人家的关爱，感到人家对你尊重。
So everyone who enters this family will feel the love and respect.
所以我们不但有基督的真理，是使徒的教训，也有基督的恩典和慈爱。
And therefore, we not only have the truth of Christ and the teaching of apostles, but also the grace and love of Christ.
这个很重要，很重要的。
This is very important.
所以这几节圣经表示。那些耶路撒冷信徒在一起，凡物公用，把田产家业卖了，分给个人，在店里掰欢喜的掰饼用饭。
And therefore, we see that the believers in Jerusalem were together, and they had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings, and distributing the proceeds to all.
这样一个神的教会，把神的怜悯和慈爱完全的活出来。
So such a church, they really fully lives out the mercy and grace and love of Christ.
是一个关怀神的教会。
So it's a caring church of God.
因为神是仁慈的施舍，所以他的子民也是仁慈施舍的。
Since our God is kind and giving, so His church and His people are also kind and giving.
啊，我的上次不知道是在你们教会里面讲过很短的信息。我再讲一遍，如果我讲过了，你们就容许我再讲一次。
I'm not sure whether I've preached this very short message before. If I did, please allow me to share it with you again.
我记得在 Talbot School of Theology， 那个我们的教授说，你们知道十字架是什么意思？我讲过吗
？Did I share what I learned in Talbot School of Theology? What does the cross represent?
他说这一根直的 vertical bar 就代表你是全心全意专心爱主你的神向上去的。
So I was told the vertical bar of the cross represent that you love the Lord with your whole heart.
你这横的 horizontal bar 表示爱你的弟兄姐妹 ，love your neighbors as yourselves。中国人翻译做爱人如己。
So the horizontal bar represents to love one another, love your neighbors.
爱神，光爱神不够的，不够的，不够的。
It is not enough to only love the Lord.
有的人说我情愿在家里做礼拜，就不用到教会来了，教会还开车，多麻烦啊！ 不需要，不对，不对，你要不到教会的和弟兄姊妹一起关怀，一起在神的面前，我们要彼此交接掰饼，要所以又有横又有直，这是爱神和爱人。
So some people might think, well, I don't need to go to church. I will just study the Bible at home. But this is not right. We need to both love God and also love brothers and sisters. And that's why we see the cross have the vertical bar and also the horizontal bar.
请问你在这个十字架的中心那边挂了一个什么？挂了我们的主耶稣基督，他为我们的罪死在上面。
And on the cross,Christ, Jesus Christ was crucified. He died for us.
这个十字架就代表我们不只是爱神，还得要爱人。
And therefore, the cross represents that we not only need to love God, we also need to love one another.
很高兴我去了这七个教会，每一个教会都在为中国的武汉受苦受难的人祷告。
I'm very glad to see that.In all seven churches I visited, they are all praying for the suffering, the people who are suffering in Wuhan, China.
他们不只爱神，真是爱这些人，求神缩短他的日子，能够把这个武汉病毒这个特效药疫苗早日发现。
So they love the people over there who are suffering. They pray.To God, to ask God to shorten the time of suffering and to expedite the development of the drug, the cure, or the vaccine.
So, 我们第一点刚刚讲的是我们要做一个专注神的话语、使徒教训的教会，真理很重要。
So, as we saw, the first point is to focus on the word of God. Truth is very important.
第二点。我们讲彼此关怀，那个 fellowship， 那个互相关怀更重要。
And second, we also need to care for one another.
换言之，就是又爱神又爱人。
In other words, we love God, we love one another.
第三个，请你看，要变成一个敬拜神的教会。
The third is to become a church of worship.
很重要，很重要。
Very important.
我们到神教会来，如果不敬拜神。你们就会变成什么呢？等等，我会跟你讲。
So if you come to the church not to worship God, what will you become of? I will talk about it next.
他们说敬拜神不只是掰饼、领圣餐、来做礼拜、祷告，还讲到我们要敬拜神，要带着我们心灵和诚实去敬拜他。
So worshiping God is not just breaking.Bread, having communion, but also praying and praising God with a thankful heart.
有的人年轻一点的可能不见得需要，但是年长的很喜欢去圣殿中敬拜神，去在那个地方和弟兄们一起掰饼，一起存心存感谢的心用饭。
Older believers really enjoy breaking bread, and then worshiping God in a church, come to the temple to worship God.
这里面讲存敬畏的心敬拜神。
So here it says that we want to worship God with awe.
四十三节说众人都惧怕，众人起了敬畏的心，敬畏什么了？
So in verse 43, it says everyone was filled with awe.And what are they in awe at?
他们看见神迹奇事，当然第一个心对这个使徒起了敬畏的心。
Because they've seen the wonders and the miracles performed by the apostles, and therefore they are in awe at the apostles.
神迹奇事感到神的同在，他们就降服在神面前，心存敬畏和谦卑，这叫敬拜。
So they felt God's presence.And then they surrender to God with awe and humility in their hearts, which is called worship.
但是他们也存着欢喜的心，一个喜悦洋溢着喜乐的心。
But at the same time, they were also overwhelmed with joy.
初代的教会那些信徒到神的面前既敬虔又欢喜。
So early church, when they come before God, they're both godly and also joyful.
我告诉你这样，我今天早上起来的时候，我本来都忘掉了今天是 daylight saving times 要开始了。我心里想，我十点钟去的话，大概十点三刻到。我告诉你，假如按照我以前的时间，十点钟去的话，这个教会已经完了，结束了，讲员也没到。
Let me share tell you a secret. This morning when I woke up, I forgot about daylight saving time, so I plan to arrive here around 10:45. Had I done that, the service would have been concluded without a speaker.
Without speaker. 所以我后来今天早上一早起来，打开我的这个电脑，不但我刚刚跟你讲看到了那个武汉来的这个需要我为他祷告的。
So when I turned on my laptop, I not only saw the message from Wuhan.
还看见 San Fernando Valley 弟兄说。别忘记啊，今天是 daylight saving time 啊，这个 spring forward and fall back， 所以少了一个小时，你要小心一点。哇，我愣了一下，哇，我看看那个钟和我的手表，我这糊里糊涂是什么时间？我感谢神，我感谢，谢谢你提醒我，要不然。我这个讲员不到，真是不好意思啊。
So, yeah, I also received the reminder about spring forward need to daylight saving time begin. So I really praise the Lord. Without this reminder, I would have been late.
第二件事情我完了以后，我就说神啊，求你让我去的时候，真正把我心里面的喜乐和我的畏惧或等等和他们一起分享。
I also pray to the Lord that when I go to share at this church, please help me to really sincerely share the joy and the awe in my heart.
我看到很多年轻人穿那个 T-shirt， 上面写 "Fear God"， 有没有看过 ？Fear God.
Yeah, I see some young people wearing a shirt. It says "Fear God."
那个很有意思啊，敬畏神。
Very interesting. Fear God.
敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。记得这句话吗
？You remember that the beginning of wisdom comes from the fear of God, and knowing the Lord is the
wisdom.
Is wisdom.
Very good translator. 感谢主，我照跟你讲，我们敬畏神很重要。
So praise the Lord. It's very important to fear God.
对神绝对不是吊郎当的，我们很高兴，很快乐的来到神的殿中和弟兄怎么交接，我们多快乐。
We should always come before God, come to His temple with a joyful heart, for we are going to fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
所以各位就敬拜是一方面喜乐，一方面敬虔，对神敬畏。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, as you can see, worship, you have to come with both a joyful heart and also have the fear or awe at, of God.
第四，要成为一个传福音的教会。
Fourth, we want to become a gospel-sharing church.
一个教会存在，要对内要造就信徒，对外要传福音，你说对不对？
The existence of church is to...build up the believers inwardly and also share the gospel outwardly.
我很喜欢英文一个字 edify 就造就信徒，让他们真的信。哎，你到教会来十几年都这个样子，没有改变，不是不对的，不对的，要有改变，要在里面，你要认识更深，造就信徒的里面，然后活出来。就是我刚刚讲，就是要这个传福音，把福音传到地极。
I am very fond of this word edify. So if you've been a Christian for a long time, it will not do if you remain unchanged. You need to be built up. You need to be edified. You need to live out God's life, and meaning that you want to share gospel with the world.
我们刚刚讲了四点，一点。学习的教会，第二点关怀的教会，第二点敬拜的教会。
So just now we mentioned that First, we want to become a learning church. Second, a caring church. Third, a worshiping church.
这就是讲到那个信徒内在生活需要注意的地方，就里面生命的问题。
These are all internal aspects. It's about the inward of believers' life.
从来没讲到教会对外要有一些负担，教会责任，对外要有生活上见证。
But we have not yet mentioned the responsibilities we have to the outside world.
教会要对世界要关怀。
The church has to care about the world.
我记得上次在四川汶川大地震的时候，很多很多教会捐钱去放过去。
I remember the time when Sichuan suffered from a great earthquake. Many churches donate to that area.
我是重庆生的，重庆生的。
I was born in Chongqing.
所以我对这个四川汶川大地震心里面非常的感动。
And that's why I was deeply moved for that earthquake in Sichuan.
其实这一次碰到这样大的事情，我心里想啊，神啊，你让我在1920年代去了武汉5次，我在武汉里面那黄鹤楼都走过3次了。
And I recall that I've been to Wuhan 5 times, and even that attraction, I've been up the tower 3 times.
我记得这个渡长江啊，第一次我去只要1块人民币，我一块，我说我渡10次算了。
I remember the first time I go across Changjiang River, Yangtze River, the bridge, it only cost me 1 Chinese yuan.
我小时候在南京读书的时候，我们要南京要建一个长江大桥，一直没有建好，我就走了。
So I went to school when I was young in Nanjing, and they were about to build the bridge across Changjiang River, but before it's completed, I left.
后来我回到南京，发现有2个长江大桥，不是一个了。
And later, when I returned to Nanjing, I saw not only one, but 2 bridges were built.
我就请了司机帮我从这个车开过去，从那边开回来。
So I asked the driver to take me cross on this bridge and then return on the other bridge.
好有意思啊！我们小时候的地方再去看看都不一样了。南京我根本不认得了。
What a fun experience! I went back to where I was or when I was younger, and it's completely different.
听过没有？南京有个玄武湖，玄武湖我们家的门口，我们就住在玄武湖旁边的有一个小湖的那里。回去找不到了，我填掉了，现在都建路、建房子了，都变掉了。
When I was younger, and then there was a little pond outside of my house, and this time I went back, it's disappeared. They've built buildings on top of it.
总之一句话，今天的教会要对外传福音，对内造就信徒。
So to summarize,The church today needs to edify believers within the church and needs to share gospel outside of the church.
不是只是专注坐那里听啊，越听那个宋尚杰说那个小孩子头越听越大，越听大那个大头包包这么大个头。
So it is not enough for you to just be sitting there and have a receptive mode, and then your head will become bigger and bigger from all those teachings.
这个。我们中国早期的那个宋尚杰，他画一个大头包包，手脚很小小小，他那就是我们呐。
So that reminds me of a comic, where there is a baby with huge head but tiny body, and then it's a reminder that we don't want to become such kind of Christian.
他说那个人到教会来，最会批评那个讲道人。那个讲到这个不行，那个不行，那个不行，那个不行，都不行，啊，因为他听了太多了，可是自己都不做出东西来。
So it is easy to criticize the preacher or the sermons. There are so many things that are not satisfactory. But you've heard plenty, but you haven't done anything.
好，我们到最后一页。那么 二章三四十七节纠正了四十二节的不一样，他说他们每个人参与传福音，遵从主的大使命出去传福音。请读二章四十七，主将得救的人就天天加给他们。这节圣经包括三方面的意义。
So, as we see in verse 47, it corrects the imbalance in verse 42. They obey the Lord's great mission and went forth to preach the gospel, and the Lord added to their number day by day.
第一个，主耶稣基督要亲自和他们同工去完成传福音的使命。你愿意去的话，主就和你同工。
First, the Lord will come to work with you personally to fulfill the mission. If you are willing to share the gospel, God will be present.
第二个，主没有单单的把人嫁给教会，不拯救他们，主要拯救他们，叫他们嫁给教会，使使徒先得救恩，然后成为教会中的一员。神的教会就在神的呼召。得救的人慢慢越来越多，就聚集越来越大了。
So second, we observe that the Lord did not simply add people to the church without saving them, but he saved them first, and then they increased the number of believers, so the church become bigger and bigger.
第三个，主天天就是一日复一日，一天又一天的把得救人嫁给他们。
Third, the Lord added to their number every day, day by day, day after day.
假如他们把传福音的宣教任务继续不断做的话，他们的见证和敬拜也继续不断的话，主就恩上加恩，力上加力，把这些悔改信耶稣的人嫁给他们。
So if they continue, if they keep preaching the gospel, continue to share their testimony, then the Lord gave them grace upon grace, strength unto strength.
哦，我想到一件事情，我2018年的时候在安徽讲到，安徽什么地方我不讲。
So, in 2018, I went to a place in Anhui province.
他们奇怪啊，早上六点钟敬拜神。
Interestingly, their worship service began at 6 a.m.
我说为什么这么早啊？
I asked them why so early.
是六点早上还是六点晚上？
Is it 6 a.m. or p.m.?
他说六点早上。
They said it's a.m. in the morning.
为什么？
Why?
他说我们敬拜完了以后，这些人还要到田里面去做事情，所以他们必须要先早上来，然后到七点半他们就要走了。
They said because they also have to work in the field and therefore they worship from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. and then they need to go to the field.
我一看一来，这里面全三十个，全是老先生老太太。
And then when I saw in the audience was 30 or so people, they are elder people.
对不起，我也老先生了。
I'm old too.
是，可是他们身体也很健康，要去到田里面种田，要去除草，要去做这个，要做那个。他们六点来，七点半走。
But they are so healthy. They come to worship at 6 and then 7:30 they leave to tend their fields.
我把这场讲完了以后
，After my sermon，
回到他们的教会里面，从九点钟开始讲到十点半。
I go back to their church and I preach again from 9 a.m. to 10:30.
我以为已经讲完道了。
I thought I was done.
那个教会里面的传道人跑来说，徐叔叔，这个叫叔叔，不是叫爷爷啊。徐叔叔，我们可以再加一堂啊。
And then the minister of the church came to me and said, Uncle Xi, can we add another worship service?
加什么堂啊？
Add what?
下午两点钟我们加一堂布道会可不可以
？So that's at another gospel sharing service.
可以，你们要好好祷告，好好祷告，
and,
要人神的灵准备人的心。
I said okay, but you need to really pray to God so that He can prepare people's heart.
他说我看见你来了，好高兴，可以你可以叫很多人来信主。
He said, I'm so happy to see you here, for you can't make many people believers.
我说对不起，不对不对。
I said, sorry, that is not correct.
神只是用我，要圣灵真正的感动他们，他们才会信主。
I am but a tool, a vessel of God. It's the Holy Spirit that can really change people's heart and make them believers.
所以你们要好好祷告啊。
Therefore, you need to pray.
不是我以前写信说我要到你们这里来讲一次布道信，你说不要不要不要。
Last time I wrote, I said that I want to do a gospel sharing service with you.
你不是说不要吗？怎么这些呢？又要加一堂呢？
Didn't you say no to that? How come you want me to do it now?
他说我去年的时候我们宣布要布道会，结果到后来公安的跑来再坐了后面坐一排。
He said because last year we announced the gospel sharing service and then the police, the local authority, they sent a troop to sit behind at the back of the sanctuary.
他吓得那些人没有一个人敢去信主。
And therefore, in the congregation, nobody dared to raise their hand to believe.
那我说你为什么要再加一堂呢？
Then, so I said, then how come you want me to do this now?
他说圣灵感动我，我觉得有好多人需要听福音，我们要做一个传福音的教会。
He said that it's by the moving of Holy Spirit, I really feel compelled to share gospel with everyone.
我说你们去祷告，我也去祷告，我们两个都去祷告。
So then it's agreed, we both need to pray hard.
十二点钟我就吃完饭。
I finished lunch by noon.
我回到我的那个住的地方，这个吃太饱了就睡着了。
I went back to my hotel room and then because So I doze off.
一点钟起来说，哎呦，神啊，好好的向你祷告，求你圣灵感动那些人需要福音的人。
So I woke up around 1 p.m. and I started praying to God and say, God, please have your Holy Spirit to move people's heart.
我要讲什么呢？我说。
What do I talk about?
我就把我的 iPad 打开。
I turn on my iPad.
找找找，哎，找到一篇文章。
And I found an article.
上次我在你们这里讲，你要在寻找真。寻找道路、真理和生命吗？
So last time, I preached the topic. You want to seek truth, the way, and the life.
Truth and way and life. 我说主耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said, I am truth, way, and life.
若不接着我，没有人能到父人去。
If not through me, nobody can come to Father God.
他们就中午就打电话，这个打这个电话，打这个电话，打电话，请人来。
So, they called around to invite people to come to the gospel sharing.
两点钟我就回到了教会。
And I returned to the church at 2 p.m.
我吓一跳，全部坐了满满的。
To my surprise, it is completely full.
我问有没有人从来没有听过耶稣这个字？哦，一大批人，一算二十个。
So I asked, is there anyone who has never heard the word Jesus? And then about 20 people raised their hand.
还有其他人干什么了？都是他们的亲戚朋友陪他们来。
What about the rest of the people? They are their relatives, friends.
我就跟他们讲，你们信主的人有一责任，好好的为那些没有信的人祷告。
So I told them, as believers, it is your responsibility to always pray for your non-believing friends and family members.
希望这些话语能够打动他们的心。
We pray that God's word will touch their hearts.
真正的为义为罪，自己责备自己，愿意到前面来信耶稣。
So they can truly examine themselves for to have Holy Spirit's conviction to come forward.To believe in Jesus.
各位弟兄姊妹，那天我就是把这篇道讲完了。
So brothers and sisters, after my sermon that day,
我说我现在要下面的人，要信主的人就可以举手，还没讲完，好多人就举手了，我吓一跳。
So before I can finish the sentence, the calling, many people raised their hands.
当然了，我完了以后我就请愿意信主的人，你到前面来，我为你做认罪悔改的祷告。
Naturally, I invite all the people who raise their hand to come forward, and we can pray for them, to make a confession.
七个人上来。
Seven people came forward.
七个是他们真的在那，有人在做他们祷告的时候流泪流泪。流泪祷告，流泪，在认罪悔改。
So the seven of them, while we were praying for them, they were they shed tears and they were all very they repent their sins.
我就给他们讲，你们好，请你们看到这七个人，好好的造就他们，让他们将来都能够信主，能够受洗归入主的名下。
And therefore, I instruct them that please help them really edify their faith and build up their faith, and one day they can receive baptism and really become a member of God's family.
现在我做个结论了，你们要吃饭了啊。
Now I would like to draw a conclusion.
Stott 牧师他刚刚提出了四条复兴的路，请你们再来看看。这个是四条路，并不是什么独家之见，也不是高言大志，也没有什么经世下俗。却是神的儿女容易遵行达到的途径。
So the four ways to church revival mentioned by Reverend Stott in his book, these are not some exclusive views or very provocative arguments, but an easy way for God's children to follow and reasonable goals for them to achieve.
请大家看一看，第一个。专注神的话语和使徒教训的教会。
So first, we want to become a church focusing on the word of God and the teachings of apostles.
第二个，彼此关怀和彼此相爱的教会。
We also want to become a caring and loving church.
第三个，要洋溢着喜乐，又带着敬畏的心去敬拜神的教会。
Also want to become a church overflow with joy and awe in worshiping God.
第四个要对外继续不断传福音，我再加上对内要继续不断造就信徒的教会。
And we also want to keep on sharing the gospel with the outside world, and also keeps on edifying the believers within the church.
这样一个教会就会复兴，这样的教会心意更新和变化，是个活力充沛的教会。
Such a church will surely be revived and transformed by the renewal of the mind.
我来讲最后讲个很短的故事，五分钟。
Let me conclude with a very brief story.
你们都知道我以前在 Pasadena Unified School District， 我教书教28年，高中 high school teacher.
So some of you know that I used to be a high school teacher for 28 years.
1970年开始到1998年。28年
From 1970 to 1998.
在这个地方我每天开车子从我们家开到 Pasadena， 哎呀好远啊。
At that time, it's quite a long commute for me to drive from my house to Pasadena.
我告诉你，以前那个210 freeway 是可以开车的，到后来是简直是不敢想啊，就慢慢过去，我只好从 local way从 Huntington Drive all the way 走，我走差不多快一小时。
So the 210 used to be really a freeway, but now it's such bad traffic. I had to take local roads to get there.
我一路开车听两个Christian radio station radio program， 两个。
So during my commute, I used to turn to two radio programs.
一个从7点到7点半是 Dr. Chuck Swindoll， 是从那个 Dallas 神学院的院长，他的这个 program 叫 Insight for Living。
So the first program I listened to ran from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. It was the host was Pastor Chuck Swindoll, who was a Christian pastor in Texas, and the radio station is called Insight for Living.
他是 Texas 神学院长
，Seminary 啊 ，the principal of seminary。
但后来下面从7点半到8点，那时候也快到了，是 Dr. James Dobson 的电影，也是 focus on family.
So the next program ran from 7:30 to 8. I was Dr. James Stoffson about Christian family.
我来讲这个，这这个 Insight for Living 它里面讲了一个小小的故事。
So I want to share a little story from the program Insight for Living.
他说我告诉你们一个好的 church 和一个坏的 church， 我用一个英文字来去解释。
He said, let me explain to you what is a good church, what is a bad church.
先讲坏 church.
Let's talk about bad church first.
坏的 church 叫做它的英文字叫 church.
So I can use one word to summarize what a bad church looks like. The word is church.
我想这什么意思啊？
I was dumbfounded. What does it mean?
他说 church, 它的字前面有个 ch, 后面有个 ch, 中间有个 ur。
So he explained, church, this word, begins and ends with ch, and then with ur in the middle.
第一个 ch 就是坏 church, 就吃东西，太注重吃东西了，他说，就一天到晚吃东西，我们上海话，上海叫吃嘛是啊，吃。
So the first CH represents the smacking sound you made with your lips when you were eating. You keep on eating all the time. You make the sound.
他说这个 church 教会大家吃饭是很对的，可是不要一天到晚只想着吃饭哦。我们现在你们老多人，哎，我赶快再讲快了，我去吃饭了。
He said there is nothing wrong about eating in the church, but that cannot be the only thing you think about. Some of you might be thinking about lunch right now.
后面的 church 讲闲话，你知道吧？他以前离婚过两次，关你屁事啊！
So the second ch represents the gossiping sound. You are, you know, gossiping around other people's personal affairs.
他说一个 church 里面要是一天到晚讲吃，一天到晚讲闲话，那确实很烂的，很不好的 church。
So that's why he said if a church, you know, only focus on eating and gossiping, that must be a bad church.
但是你要小心。
But be careful.
You are in it.
You are in it.
你在这个教会中啊。
Chances are, you are.
我不是讲这个教会啊。
I'm sorry.
但是你要特别小心。
I'm not talking about this church specifically, but I'm just reminding you.
我觉得这个Chuck Swindoll, Dr. Chuck Swindoll, 好有智慧啊。
So I find Dr. Chuck Swindoll to be very full of wisdom.
前面的 church, 后面却叫闲话，那这个教会真糟糕。
So indeed, a bad church will be full of the eating and gossiping sound.
那好的 church is wife, W-I-F-E.
And he went on to summarize good church also in one word, wife.
什么叫 wife 呢？就是我们是主耶稣的心腹，主耶稣是我们的良人。
So what does it mean, wife? We church, we are bride of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is our husband.
那么 W
is the groom.
代表什么？一个 church 要 worship.
So W in the word wife stands for worship.
I 是 instruction, 学习。
I stands for instruction.
F means fellowship, 团契。
F stands for fellowship.
E 是 evangelism, 传福音。
E represents evangelism.
和刚刚讲的差不多了，对不对？刚刚来讲那个他这本书里面讲的也就是这十个字。
So you see, it's consistent with what we just learned from Dr. Stott's book.
好，请问你们 W 代表什么？感谢主。 I 代表什么？ Instruction。 F 代表什么？ Fellowship。 E 代表什么？好学生。
Good job. You are all good students.
都记得了，都记得。
Now you remember.
一个教会就是要敬拜，就是要教导，就是要有关怀，就是要传福音，你说对不对？
Isn't it?Right, a good church needs to worship, to instruct, to care and also to evangelize.
所以他就是很智慧，他就两个字，你记得，下次人家问你，坏 church 是什么 ？Church。好 church 是什么 ？Wife。
So it's very easy for you to remember, because each church, is represented by one word only.
我想我今天的讲就到这里为止了。
Let me wrap up here.
但愿我们真的。